Let's return to This Week in America. Here's your host, Rick Bratton.
Welcome back, everybody. Coast to Coast, This Week in America. Where is the Justice by William F. Hill is a captivating and mind-blowing underdog story. William was born in 1935 in Vermont. He went on to college and spent time in the military. He set out on the American dream, building a life for himself and his family. Thriving businesses within the agricultural and real estate industries, and achieving status as a certified auctioneer. All interrupted in the 1990s by Vermont bank failures, duplicitous bank officers, and questionable practices at the FBI, FDIC, and courts, taking away what William had accomplished. Where is Justice is a testament to resolve and dedication. And author William F. Hill is our guest on This Week in America. William, welcome to the program. Thank you for being with us today.
Well, I'm glad to do it. I don't know if I can do a good job, but I will try.
I am sure that you can in telling your story. The book is Where is the Justice? We'll tell you where the book's available as we go through the interview today. William, what inspired you to write this story?
Well, the government was always kind of after me. They didn't like things I was doing. I fixed up a lot of older properties, and they wanted to tear them down and do things. And so they always were finding ways to interfere in my life and doing things that they didn't want them to do. Excuse me, but I kept trying, and I always tried to help people, and they didn't like that either. I helped a lot of poor people buy homes and help get them financed, and they didn't like. They kept writing to me and telling me I shouldn't do that. Poor people should stay poor, and I shouldn't be helping them. And so they didn't like me for that. They was always against me for doing anything I did. And that's kind of where I got in trouble. And so I wrote this book trying to explain some of this stuff, just to let people know what kind of a mess they could get into, you know.
Well, yes, and you've done a wonderful job with this in detailing all of the facts are in William's book. This is the second edition, Where is the Justice? Second edition by William F. Hill. You find the book at Amazon, all of the usual places. A link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. So much that you accomplished in your life, and it was all at risk and in some cases taken away by the government through this process, including the government at one time broke into your house. What happened after the government broke into your house? Explain that situation.
Before they did that, they came and audited me. The IRS audited me 3 times out of 7, I think. They couldn't find anything wrong. And they just kept after me for different things. And then eventually one morning when we came home, there was about 20 cars in our dooryard, and it was the government. It was marshals. So they broke into our house, trashed it, and smashed up everything they could. My wife became a very poor family and just learned to read and write. And she had bought a lot of. We had a first year we barely been able to afford to do it. She bought Christmas presents for all the family and kids, and grandchildren, and they came in our house. We came home. There was cars in the rail. We couldn't figure out what was going on. They had smashed our door down and they had come in. And it was about 35 or 40 of them in our house smashing up everything. And she had all these Christmas presents wrapped. They tore them all apart and smashed them. It just about drove her insane because she already had cancer and was having a hard time. And so that's kind of the way we got involved with them. And it's been that bad ever since.
It's just a frightening story that William tells so well in his book, Where is the Justice? What has shaped your belief that America is the greatest country in the world, and how has this belief influenced your perspective on success and hard work? Where did this come from, and how has it impacted your life?
I came from a hard-working family. We learned to work hard and pay our bills and look out for people, and I was very gullible. I tried to help everybody that needed help, I guess, which I helped some people maybe I shouldn't have, but got me into trouble for doing it, but...
Well, and you go into detail in telling the story, and it's amazing the people that you helped continue to help even after you had all of these problems. Can you share an example or two of a time when you went out of your own way to help someone succeed, and how did it make you feel? What kind of feeling do you get when you're able to help somebody, help them prosper?
I don't know. To do that. That was, I guess, the way we were brought up, but I was just try to help people. A lot of people have taken advantage of me. There was a woman that came around a couple times. I should have known better to get mixed up with her, but she came, called me one day last week, and she was, she said she was living out of her car, and she had a job flagging on a construction job. And could she come and spend the night? Well, I thought, well, I guess we'll be out of that. So she came and she stayed, and I had put quite a lot of money in my pocket. I was going to take it to the bank the next morning and have a check made out to send to another place. And I got up in the morning, the money was gone out of my pocket, and she was gone. And so that's about the way that turned out. I didn't have very good luck with her. And I should have known better, because we'd had a little problem with her before. But, gee, I always trusted people, always tried to help people.
Yes.
Heard me many times.
How does that make you feel when you try to help somebody and they take advantage of that? Most people, I guess, would think maybe I shouldn't do this anymore, but it seems like it just makes you more determined to be able to successfully help people. How do you feel when someone takes advantage of you in that situation?
That's my big fault. I always try to help people and improve their lives. So I guess I've hurt myself many times doing that. But
well, you've impacted a number of people as well. Our guest on the program, if you're just joining us, is William F. Hill. He is the book, author of the book, Where is the Justice? Second edition, book available wherever books are sold. Information on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. You've helped so many people really get a start, maybe buy that first home. How good is that feeling when you're able to take your success and use that to help other people?
Well, the government didn't like it. They always told me I shouldn't do that. Poor people should stay poor. They wrote and told me that several times. They didn't want me doing that stuff.
Why is that? I mean, you would almost think that if you're taking care of them, then they don't have to take care of them. How strange was it to get a letter saying you should leave these people to be poor and not worry about it?
Say that again. I'm sorry.
Well, yeah, you would think they would want you to encourage you to help these people so they don't have to, and they're telling you no. What was your reaction when they told you to leave them alone?
So they could control them, keep them on food stamps and stuff. They didn't want us helping them.
Well, it's just a remarkable story that unfolds in William F. Hill's book, Where is the Justice?, the second edition. How do you feel family values contribute to a fulfilling life and overall society well-being? How does that all contribute?
My family hasn't had much to do with me since I got into all these messes, and I guess I can see why the government has done everything they could to destroy us. And so it's been rough.
Well, and you've gone through this, and you're taking your lessons to share with other people. It's an underdog story. It's a word of caution and alarm for other people. What can happen when things go off the rails, as they have in many cases in William's life? How do you respond to the argument that successful people, individuals, should be restricted to support the less fortunate, which was what basically the government was telling you?
That was always my feeling, that everybody should be helping everybody else. The more fortunate people, more educated, and, you know, fortunate people we had, the better off we all were.
Well, it makes so much sense, and that's been a life mission of William Hill, our guest on the program, author of Where is the Justice? The second edition, book available wherever books are sold, direct you to Amazon, and information and a link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. In your opinion, how do successful individuals like yourself contribute more to helping the less fortunate compared to the government programs? Talk about that for a second.
Well, I always tried, and the government never did. The government didn't like the things I did. They kept right. I got several letters from where they told me that poor people should stay poor and I shouldn't be helping them. I didn't agree with them, and probably that hurt me. But
well, and you paid a price for it in all the suffering that you and your family were put through. And it's all detailed, great detail, in William's book, Where is the Justice? Second edition. Can you explain your connection, the connection between success, property taxes, and benefiting the community through education and local services?
Well, I did a lot for the town. I was a selectman. I was a bank director. And I think I had a lot of respect for a long time. And they always called on me to do things, and I always did them when they asked me. And I always wanted to see people do better and do things for the community. And I did a lot of things for the community. I fixed up a lot of older buildings and got them back on the tax rolls, which were going ready to fall down. I could list quite a number of them. And
to hear it described, it's almost that like you were an ideal citizen, yet you had this resistance from the local government. It's all in William's book, Where is the Justice? Second edition, book now available. Amazon, the usual places, and we'll have that link on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. From your experience, how do successful people play a role in creating job opportunities, contributing to the reduction of welfare dependency? Because you've been there doing that. How do they contribute?
Well, I always thought the more successful people helped other people and tried to help them, and that was always my feeling and my goal, I guess.
Well, it was sort of a motto of your life, something. Was that from an early age? You talk about growing up on the family farm, growing up born in Vermont in 1935. Talk about your early years. Is that where these ideas came from?
I hung around business places, and Sam Daniels, where they made furnaces and all that stuff, and they were always good to me. I tried to learn all I could from them, and they were good to me. And I always got along good with successful people, and I like being with them.
Well, and you had a remarkable life, with the military, the college degree. I'm talking about building up successful businesses and getting all of that success in place. Talk about that, because you were living the American dream at one time, weren't you?
I always thought I was. I always tried hard, yes.
And all of a sudden, yeah, go ahead, finish it. Because, and then it all came crashing down, didn't it?
Pardon?
Yeah, then it all came crashing down, and it's all in William's book.
The government didn't like us. They didn't like anything we were doing, and they done everything they could to destroy us.
Well, and these are just remarkable incidents that you will read in William's book available wherever books are sold. Where is the Justice? I love the title of that. Talk about how you came up with that title and where is the justice in your life?
Well, I think that's what it meant. I just wanted to let people know that some of the problems they could get into by getting involved with the government and some of these other outlaws, and I just didn't like it.
You talk about your basic philosophy, a man's word was his bond. Talk about how important that was to you and how people took advantage of that, it seems, at times.
A lot of people did, and a lot of people were awful good. I had a lot of wonderful friends, because I'm old now and they're all dead and gone, but I had a lot of wonderful friends, and they were good to me, and I think I was real respected for a long time. Anytime they wanted something, they called me. I did a lot of things for different town organizations and stuff in town. I fixed up a lot of properties. There was a swinging bridge that had been down for years. I fixed it up and got it going and gave it to the town. People that lived across there were pretty happy. And I did a lot of things like that. I never got a grant or help or anything. I never asked for any help from anybody.
I mentioned in the beginning, a lot of this started interrupted in the 90s by the Vermont bank failures, among things. What happened during that time? I want to talk about that, the bank officers, and then the federal agencies that you were involved with. Talk about the Vermont bank failures and the impact that had on you.
Well, I had a good relationship with the banks, and I bought a lot of their foreclosed properties from them, and I fixed them up and sold them to low-income people and helped them get financed. The government didn't like that, and I got along real good with the banks. They always told me I had AAA credit, and I was very happy with dealing with them, and they were very good to me. I can't complain about anything they did at that time. They were with Lundinville Bank and Caledonia Bank and Bradford Bank, and some of those banks were very good. But that's all changed now. They're all taken over by different people with different attitudes about things, and they're not the same kind of people we used to deal with.
Well, no, and you talk about duplicitous bank officers. Talk about that. There was a story in the book about a days in franchise, where basically they lied to you to get you to invest, and it caused great financial hardship. Talk about that.
And the FBI came to see me, and they warned me that the government was after me, and they were going to do something. They warned me about this woman that was very vicious and very educated, and she was going to be around, and she would do anything she could to destroy our lives. I only met her once. She came once. She went to the banks, and she told them a lot of stories that weren't true. And then she got involved with my grandson, who always was very good to me. But somehow she's convinced him that I've done things wrong, and he's become a thorn on my side and tried to take over. As a matter of fact, they had me sign some paper, which I didn't realize I was signing, that gave him power of attorney over my life, my business, and everything. And so that's been a nightmare. He's been terrible. And this woman is just, she was all good until this woman got involved. I understand they got married. I don't know if they did or not, but she was, I was warned by the FBI that she was very vicious and very educated, and she would find some way to destroy us if she could, and she sure tried.
One of the many stories that unfolds in William's book, Where is the Justice? By William F. Hill, book available at Amazon.com, all the usual places. Links on our website, thisweekinamerica.us. Also, you mentioned the FBI. The FDIC was involved as well. What kind of relationship did you have with the FDIC?
Well, they came to my house, and they warned me about this woman, and they warned me about the government. They said the government was doing some very funny things, and they were suspicious. I should be suspicious, and I thought they were there to help me. Before they got around, they found a way to beat me, too, and trick me.
When you look back, we've got a couple minutes left in the conversation today. When you look back and you see all of this that you were involved in, much of this goes back to your desire to help people. Any regrets as you look back? If you had to go back and do it over, what would you do differently?
Well, I don't have a lot of regrets for a lot of things I did. I know I made a lot of mistakes, and I listened to a lot of people I shouldn't have. But I always tried to help people, and I want to see people do well. I guess that's the way I was brought up. It's the way I've always been.
What do you hope the takeaway is from the reader of Where is the Justice? What do you hope that we get from reading your story?
Well, I hope people will realize the problems they can get into, and just help them guide their lives and watch out the trouble they could get into, you know. I didn't do it to make money or anything else. It was just to help people if I could.
What was it like writing the story and going back and recreating all of these, bringing back to your memory all of these incidents that happened? How painful was that for you to relive all of these circumstances?
Well, I never let it get to me. I always tried to keep an open mind, and it did take me a long time to write it. I guess it's over a period of years, so it's not like I was, it wasn't a hurry up thing.
What is life like for you now?
Well, I'm living alone here by myself. I have the last 5 or 6 years since my wife passed away. They were terrible for my wife. My wife came from a very... She never learned to read or write because she grew up poor. And then she got a job for extension service. And she had to learn in a hurry. So she learned to read and write. And she had the rating as one of the best they had ever had. She'd done a good job, and she had a lot of energy and a lot of, you know, and helped people. She'd done a lot for a lot of people, and there was a lot of articles written about her. I could supply them to somebody that one of the people she worked for, I thought he was probably one of the best in the business.
Well, and you talk about Charlotte, your second wife, in the book, and really a remarkable lady that impacted your life and was there for you through all of this. The book is Where is the Justice? This is the second edition. It's available wherever books are sold, Amazon, the usual places. I thank ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com for arranging our conversation with William on today's program. William, it's a remarkable story. It's an underdog story. It will alarm you. It will shock you. It will possibly awake you as a reader when you read this story. Thank you so much for being with us on the program to share your story.
Well, I'm glad to do it. I wish I had a better outcome to tell you about, but everything has gotten real bad. I've lived alone the last 6 years since my wife passed away, and they destroyed my wife. They did everything they could to give her a hard time. She was a hard worker.
Well, it sounds like it, and a very important part of your life and the successes that you had. And you did so much, continue to do what you can, and had so much success in contributing to the community. It's a remarkable story, a wake-up call, again, for all of us, what can happen with government out of control. The book is Where is the Justice? Second edition by William F. Hill. Book available at Amazon. Again, my thanks to ParchmentGlobalPublishing.com. All this information, of course, on our website, This Week in America. And we're back on today's program right after these messages.
You're listening to This Week in America with Rick Bratton. More after this.